You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 224 of Well Met, a Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com. Today is Tuesday, January 14th of the year 2020, and here in Kansas City, I'm your host, J.R. Cook, and it's been a little while since I have talked to you guys. It's been about a month since I have done this show. You guys, joined with me is just the one and only Ray C. here. Danny's out doing some super secret things for work, so he couldn't join us today. But you guys did an episode last week, but I'm calling it the lost episode because you guys never got me the audio, and we might just put it up on YouTube instead of on the podcast. But yeah, I think you're joined by not Papa John.
Close.
Not the guy who made Papa John's, but Papa Jason.
Papa John ate Papa John's 30 days in a row.
No, why?
Or his goal is to eat 40 pizzas in 30 days. No. I don't know why. I think he just snapped.
Yeah, well,
I think his brain broke.
That's what happens to racists.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you guys talked about Papa Jason basically being in GM and stuff, right?
Yeah, Papa Jason was the guest. We had talked about the meta. We talked about what we thought the buffs or nerfs would be, which hadn't been announced yet at the time of the recording. So we were kind of just guesstimating, basically saying if they nerf Galakrond, they better do something about Singleton, specifically Dragon Queen Alex Straza. And they didn't really do anything about Rogue. They added an errata to Dragon Queen Alexstrasza, which basically says you can't get herself off of her effect, which I don't know, that's kind of a cop out to me. They should have actually just made it 10 mana or something. Yeah. I think that card is still way too busted.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in that show, there's a couple ways you can watch it. One is by going to Ray's Twitch channel, because you streamed it, and there'll be a VOD on there. I'm going to try to get a copy of the video as well and maybe put it up on the Blizz Pro YouTube channel. If the audio is good enough, I'll try to post it up on here as well as a bonus episode. But I know when I was watching it, the audio was kind of wonky, and I don't know if it would make a good listening on the podcast type thing.
A good listening experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to see how it plays out, though. But with that said, Ray, how have you been? I mean, I haven't really talked to you since right before Christmas.
Oh, man, it's been a minute then, huh?
It's been a little while, man. I was sick, and then I got sick again. That's why we didn't do a show.
That's true. I was grinding Hearthstone pretty hard. I was streaming every day.
Yeah.
For the most part, for maybe a week or two. Then it kind of slowed down once I started having hospital visits again, which hopefully went well. I think they went well. I don't know. It's all pretty stressful and just kind of a lot. So, I've been.
Yeah, I saw your post of you in the hospital and talking to your heart specialists and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of it's almost like panels when I got interviewed at Riot, how they had a different interview every hour. That's kind of what it felt like, a different doctor every hour.
Oh, yeah.
Just so many, or either doctors or testing or something. It's just a long day. We left at 6 a.m., got home at 6 p.m.-ish, and then I just passed out, and then I kind of messed up my whole rhythm for the week.
Yeah, because we were going to do a show last night, and you were out. It was fine because I wasn't feeling up to it either.
No, it's weird. I've been sleeping randomly 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, around 6 or 7. and then I'll be up for like another 3 hours, and then I'll go back to bed for like another 8 hours. I've just been sleeping a lot lately. I've just been more tired.
Yeah. Well, that's to be expected, right? That's part of it, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, that's definitely part of it. I mean, there's a lot of things that are part of it that I now know that's like more comforting to some level, like even eating. Like, I just never really get hungry anymore, as weird as that sounds for a fat person.
Yeah.
It's like eating becomes a chore. Hmm. Like, I have to remember to eat because I just don't really get hungry, because your stomach, or your, it takes like a lot of blood to digest food, I guess.
Interesting.
So when your heart isn't really working well, you don't really digest food well. So you just don't really get hungry that much.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
I mean, it makes sense now that you say it, but I had never actually thought about that. So.
Yeah. So I've just been kind of chilling, just trying to play Hearthstone, do whatever, hang out with people, just kind of, I don't want to say be normal, but like do whatever normal-ish things I can do, I guess.
Do whatever a Ray does.
Exactly. Do whatever a Ray C would do.
Yeah. So I know, was it December that you were pushing like number one legend there for a bit? And
mm-hmm.
How did that end up for you? I know that you hit number one at one point, right?
Yeah, I got rank one legend with Shaman. Like, I predicted it on the show. I was like, there's no way these nerfs are going to be enough. Shaman's just going to be the best, and I'm just going to play it day one.
Right, and then it happened. And then and you were absolutely 100% correct.
Yep. And then I got rank one legend. And then I guess Blizzard was like, oops, more nerfs. Because we messed up the first time. We could have asked our community or, you know, seen this coming from a mile away, but we didn't. So back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And this time I think the nerfs are actually significant enough, because they didn't nerf other things like Rogue. They had a pseudo nerf on Dragon Queen Alexstrasza, so that wasn't actually a nerf. They didn't really actually nerf that card. They just made it so you can't get itself off of it, which means all singleton decks are just really, really, really good right now, because nothing got nerfed in them for the most part. And they nerfed the things that would potentially beat them, which really threw me off. Like, they nerfed Anchor because they didn't want Pirate Warrior to be too strong. So, like, they nerfed the Death Rattle guy, which I think was fair, but I didn't really think that guy was too much of an issue. The Apothecary.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, it seems like they nerfed all the things that do well against the Highlander decks. Like, sure, you have Face Hunter still, but you can tech really hard for Face Hunter if you want to, if it's that much of a issue. Now, I'm just seeing just rogues, dude.
Yeah.
The ladder is just rogue, 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 rogue.
Hey, Ray, I was curious. How close is your mouth to, like, the microphone?
It's about the same as it usually is. Is it loud?
You're just coming through like very distorted.
What about now?
I don't know if it's like the gain in your microphone or something. It's like distorting your voice like to
is
the extreme.
Is it better now?
It's a lot better. That was a lot better. Yes.
Okay, I just like played with some setting on my thing.
Yep.
What was that? It's a clip. It says gain one.
Yep. Yep, you turned down your gain. That was the problem. Your gain was too high.
All right, what about now?
You're perfect. Absolutely perfect right now.
I must have accidentally like messed with it when I was trying to fix it on the stream last time.
Yeah. So, sorry for the people that were probably like sitting there like, "Man, what is going on with the sound on this?" Got it fixed. So, there we go. But yeah, we can talk about the nerfs here in a few. I was just curious if there was anything else that you were up to in the game, like how your legend run ended. Did you, once you hit one, were you just like, okay, I'm done with this and didn't care about it for the rest of the month, or did you try to get like top 100 or anything like that?
Yeah, I tried to go for as high as I could before the day before New Year's, because this Dr. J came up from Virginia and we went out to Boston on New Year's and did a bunch of stuff, so I didn't really actually get to play on New Year's Eve, so I didn't get to actually go for a finish.
Yeah.
So I kind of just tried to half-heartedly go for however high I could get, and then I kind of just dropped to like 50-ish, and then I was like, okay, I don't really want to spend more time trying to get back up the ladder when I can't even go for a finish anyway. So I didn't give up. I just didn't have time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the holidays. You're spending time with family, spending time with friends. You know, that stuff is pretty important. So sometimes it's more important than Hearthstone.
Unfortunately.
Usually is. Almost every time more important than Hearthstone.
Yeah. Believe me, if I could, I would have been playing Hearthstone in the club, all right?
Yeah.
I would have been on the dance floor making the moves in Hearthstone, not in real life. My body does not move.
I need to get back into I need to get back into playing a little bit again. Over Christmas break, it was like I have a friend that always comes down that I've known since like we were kids, and basically he comes and hangs out at our place for basically from like almost Christmas through New Year's. And then we just hang out and play video games the whole time. And it's usually like couch co-op games and stuff like that, so it's not Hearthstone or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then that just got me out of the groove of playing, and then it's like I don't really want a ladder right now. Not really feeling up to it on Battlegrounds. I think it, when the single player content comes out, that's gonna bring me back in. So I haven't really had a chance to play around with the new nerfs or anything like that. But I did play a good amount like before Christmas, before the nerfs kind of hit, and I actually played quite a bit of constructed ladder, rank ladder, for a bit. Nothing too great. But
what did you play?
That is a good question. I did not play Shaman. I'm trying to remember what I played. Now you're gonna have to make me open up my client and go look, because I don't remember now. I feel like it was something Hunter. I think I played Hunter.
Highlander Hunter, Secret Hunter, Face Hunter.
I think
Face
it was
Hunter, maybe.
I think it was Face Hunter. That sounds
the secret
right.
Face Hunter, the quest.
That sounds right. Because I was like, oh man, Face Hunter's back. I am totally going to play this right now and just play Face Hunter for a while. So I'm opening up my collection because now I'm. Yeah, I played. Yeah, this is Face Hunter. Yeah.
Face Hunter.
That is what I played. I also played a druid deck for a bit that I think that was a druid deck that you had talked about on one of the shows, like one of the last shows that we did, and I tried it out and I'm just like, Ray, why? This deck sucks.
Dude, it's really hard to play. I promise it doesn't suck. It's just really hard to play.
I mean, that's probably it. I'm just an idiot, but I could not get it to work. I was just like, I don't know how to win with this deck.
I thought it would get better after the nerfs, but there's actually like so much rogue that the opposite of that is trying to counter it. So now there's also a lot of aggro.
Yeah.
So it's kind of awkward because I was like, oh, once they nerf Shaman and stuff, maybe like more control will be able to come back into the meta. Mm-hmm. And if they nerf Rogue as well, like you could see control, because I was hoping they would nerf Rogue as well. Like I thought they'd nerf Apothecary. I thought they would also nerf some of the cards like Dragon Queen, Alexstrasza or something, or the Galakrond. But that didn't happen. So now we just have a bunch of Rogues.
Yeah.
And then now we just have a bunch of aggro, which could be, it would be good for control if like the spread of them were even, but from what I'm seeing around Legend, it's just, there's way more rogue than there is just like straight aggro decks trying to beat rogue. So we still can't really do it.
I think the problem that I had with the deck, and for those that don't know what deck I'm talking about, it's like a druid deck that uses like a lot of gain mana, draw cards, whatever, and kind of your end game is like Chef Nomi, basically. At least that's what it felt like to me when I played it. I could be playing it wrong. I don't know, but that's what it felt like. The problem that I had with the deck was it felt like way too many times I just never had the cards that I needed. And by then I was like, there's nothing I could do and I was dead.
Right. I mean, that's part of a balancing act, is being able to stay alive long enough to go off and actually be able to get that Nomi board or just be able to stabilize in any way whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, other times you can get Chef Nomi out like quick. I mean, like super quick, because that deck can just like, you can just gain mana and draw cards like nobody's business and just be like, bam, deal with this.
Yeah. You can know me as soon as turn 7.
Right.
With that deck, the problem is that the aggro decks also just kill you by then. Right. Now, like, if it was just like rogue and control stuff, like the deck can actually beat rogue. Obviously, flick is a kind of a big issue if you're low on life and they flick you, which is the one that destroys all copies of a card. That's pretty annoying because they just get to clear the six, all the six sixes.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have that, they just lose. Or if they use it too early because they don't know what you're playing, they'll just lose.
Yeah. So I played aggro decks. So I played some of that, and I played Face Hunter. I had way more success with Face Hunter, just
because hit him in the face.
Yeah, I'm an idiot player, and it's like, oh, my turn. What do? I hit them in the face, and they die. Yeah. Easy enough. I got it.
Easy. If aggro decks like that become more popular, then I could see control actually having a place in the meta, which means that the Gadget Sand deck could actually be okay and could actually be good. But right now there's just too much aggro. There's the hunters, there are token druids a thing again, there's a mech paladin is a thing right now, there's the Galakrond Zoo shenanigans that we've been seeing on and off. And there's even there's a Galakrond rogue, which is more like an aggro rogue deck that plays Galakrond. That's also been pretty popular on the ladder. So it's kind of just singleton decks and then decks that are aggressive enough to beat the singleton decks before they get to abuse stuff like Dragon Queen Alexstrasza. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's a weird meta right now. I feel like there's a lot left to be developed. There's a lot more things that are going to come up. Like, I feel like Control Warrior might even make a comeback at some point since there's a lot of aggro, but at the same time, it's just like, there's still a little bit too much rogue, and rogue is almost always going to just crush that deck.
Yeah.
So weird. But Shaman, they've successfully pushed Shaman out.
Yeah.
I think Singleton Shaman is still a thing. I actually like that deck a lot. It's just Dragon, Galakrond, Singleton Shaman. But even that,
like, not at anywhere near what we were seeing before.
No. It's also just worse than rogue. It's still a good deck. Like, it's still probably tier 2, but it's not on the same level as Rogue. So at that point, why not just play Rogue if you're trying to climb efficiently? I feel like I'm just kind of holding on to a dream of still being able to make Shaman work, when in reality, they've successfully killed it. At least Galakrond Shaman.
Yes.
There's still hope for aggro Shaman, I think.
Sure. All right.
I don't really know exactly what that would look like, but we've seen a little bit of aggro Shaman on and off throughout the meta with the Storm's Wrath and Surging Tempest, which are the one mana, give your minions +1/+1, overload one, and then the Surging Tempest is the 1/3 that gets +1 when you're overloaded. So there's still a lot going on for aggro Shaman right now. It's just not really being played as much as the other aggro decks.
With all that said, since we've been talking about, you know, the meta right now and the nerfs that came up, we should probably hop in and actually talk about the latest news in Hearthstone.
This week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
So we've been talking about here, the nerfs were announced. The nerfs are now out. It was relatively quick early in the year. You know, we're on the 14th day of January right now. We didn't sort of had a show last week, but even last week when you guys did the show on the 7th, I think it was, I don't think these nerfs were even announced yet, were they? Or were they just announced? Or they were just talking about, we're going to make an announcement.
Yeah, I think some Blizzard employee was like, we're going to make an announcement soon about nerfs.
Yeah.
But there was no official, like, nerf announcement.
Right.
We didn't know what cards were going to be nerfed.
Yeah. So it's like that. So, like, in less than a week, we got, here are the nerfs, and then here they are. So, yep.
And this is after... This is after an initial round of nerfs. Like,
right.
The set came out, there were nerfs. These are the second nerfs to the most recent set, The Descent of Dragons.
Yeah, and I think, I remember Iskar, Denialis saying something about that, to the extent of, like, they're just approaching things a little bit differently than what they used to. And that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. They're being a little more aggressive. They feel like they can be a little more aggressive on changing things like this when they feel they need to. So
yeah, this is very different from the Team 5 of the old days where they just don't touch anything until
it's almost too late.
Yeah, everything hits the fan.
I mean, we say that, but then you know, when they did the wild card thing, you know, that was our problem forever. And they're just like, meh, meh, meh. we'll just let it fester.
I don't know. I feel like their backs are against the walls. They're feeling the pressure because Runeterra comes out in a couple weeks. Not saying that game is going to be the Hearthstone killer or anything like that, but they're getting competition, right? Like Magic has been gaining ground, I would say, even just streaming wise. I feel like that's becoming more popular.
Yeah.
I feel like Hearthstone is just in a state where they need to kind of please their players, their player base. Like they need to.
They do, but they also need to increase the budget of the development team, which they talked about doing last year. That was the whole reason why they made the cuts last year, because they were going to beef up development on some of their games, Hearthstone included. And for people that kind of make the joke on small indie company, the Hearthstone team had a really small budget. And when you consider like in comparison to their other games, when you like consider how a company works, like there is X amount of dollars for, you know, have that team work that you get pretty much every year. And they try to stay within that budget. And the Hearthstone team has a fairly small budget because they have a pretty small team. And when you think about it, think about like how much that team has to do in a year, because they have to absolutely like hit their mark on a consistent basis. Because people know when content is expected for that year, because they've laid it out that way. There's no missing
deadlines.
Right. Exactly. So when you consider a smaller team with less money, putting that stuff out and putting out, you know, 135 cards a set 3 times a year, sometimes more, and then also trying to get in like one or two like extra features, it's actually quite a bit for a pretty small team. All things considering. So I think they just need a bigger team, because there's still a lot of stuff that I want to see them do.
I think they've hired a bunch of people recently. It's just, but they haven't,
they have.
Those people didn't affect like the most recent set.
Yeah. And, like, and anytime that you hire new people, like it takes time to get them up to speed. Like you can expect 6 to 9 months of any new person before they become an effective member of the team.
Yeah. There's a lot of learning and
So, you know, maybe I feel like Hearthstone did a great job last year of like ramping things up. And so maybe 2020 is going to be the year. I mean, I love what they're doing with the single player stuff and, you know, 35 new cards. We're going to talk about that here in a bit. But anyway, I just went on a kind of a rant there because I was just thinking about it, but, the team's been more aggressive in terms of balance, the whole balancing act and things like that. So the nerfs that we got this last go around that are now live as of less than a week ago. Warlock Fiendish Rites, the mana cost was increased from 3 to 4. I mean, it's a Galakrond card that got hit.
Yeah.
Makes it a little more expensive. They seem to target the Galakrond cards a little bit because Galakrond itself is pretty powerful. What do you think about this? Did it really affect too much, you think? Or
I think all the nerfs were pretty impactful this time around.
I don't remember seeing too many Warlock decks. That's why I'm asking the question, because I'm not familiar with
why this card was such a big deal. I don't think that it was a big deal previously, but I think that going forward, they probably thought that if they nerf Shaman, they need to do something to the other Galakrond classes to keep it on par. So that way, class doesn't just become dominant, which they did do. Like, if you notice, they did nerf a card from each Galakrond class except for Priest, which was already way too underpowered, in my opinion. So they were trying to keep everything on par, because Galakrond Warlock was actually seeing quite a bit of play previously. And that nerf, although I don't think it was necessary for the previous meta, maybe it would have pushed Warlock over the edge if it didn't get nerfed. Like, maybe Warlock would just be a little bit too good, because even right now, like, Galakrond Zoo is still not bad with that nerf.
Now that I think about it, I did play against this deck a few times and it kicked my ass. So, Galakrond nerf, or Galakrond Zoo, pretty good. At least pre-nerf it was. I haven't seen it post. Warrior got a couple different nerfs. The Scion of Ruin, the mana cost increased from 3 to 4. This, like you said, was Galakrond related. Just increasing the mana to, you know, bring the power level of these Galakrond decks down a little bit. The other one you talked about earlier, and that was the aim car, and the durability would reduce from 3 to 2. You just felt like that had something to do with probably trying to being worried about Pirate Warrior in the future.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, obviously, that's really the only justification you can give for that nerf, right? Is that they're just scared that Pirate Warrior would become too powerful, which might be a valid concern. I mean, it was pretty decent last meta. It just wasn't good enough to compete with things like Shaman.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a preemptive nerf. I think that was unexpected, but fine.
Yeah. And the two really big nerfs came from Shaman, of course, taking it from S tier to maybe tier 3 at this point.
I don't even know if it was S tier last format. Like, I got rank 1 legend, but people were still like, it's tier 1 probably, but like Rogue is still, people still thought Rogue was better.
Dragon's pack now reads if you've invoked twice, give them +2/+2 instead of the +3/+3. That's a pretty big change. Itself is probably what killed it. Invocation of Frost, which is freeze an enemy, invoke Galakrond, went from 1 mana to 2, which is also a pretty big change.
I think that the Invocation of Frost change was the biggest deal.
Yeah.
That card being 2 mana now makes it so much harder to combo with things like Zentimo. It makes it harder to go, like, you cannot go turn 1 Invocation of Frost on their face into the elemental buff card. You can't just go Spirit of the Frog coin Invocation of Frost, which was kind of a popular play before. And it's just 2 mana is just it's still good. It's still very good.
Yeah.
But with all the other nerfs that they've done to Shaman, they've nerfed, 5 or 6 cards since this set came out in Shaman?
Right, yep.
Like, it's just the needle that broke the camel's back, or whatever the saying is.
the needle that broke the camel's back.
I don't know what the saying is.
It's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Nope.
The needle.
It's now the needle.
The needle in the haystack that broke the camel's back.
Yep.
All right. nerf that we got for Rogue was Nicarium Apothecary, which the mana cost was increased from 4 to 5. That's the combo to draw a Death Rattle minion from your deck and gain its Death Rattle. Pretty big deal, but was it big enough
for that card? Yeah, I mean, that rogue deck was all about being aggressive.
Yeah.
And now you have to, if you don't have coin, you have to wait till turn 6 to be able to play it most of the time. I think that's a pretty big deal. It's still going to be a good card in like a singleton deck, just because you're not so concerned about just killing them really fast with like a Death Rattle combo, Stone Tusk Boar shenanigans.
Yeah.
But it'll definitely kill that Death Rattle Rogue archetype, I think. And I haven't seen it much at all around, obviously. I don't even know if it's played in singleton Rogue anymore, but I think it's still good enough to see play in singleton Rogue.
According to HS Replay, it's definitely still in singleton Rogue. So, yeah, at least in some of the versions. The most popular
some of
one.
It is. Some. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then the final nerf that we had was Dragon Queen Alexstrasza. You kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. That the Battlecry effect can no longer generate Dragon Queen Alexstrasza. That was it.
Yep, that is the... I don't know. That change is such... It's almost like a slap in the face to me, man. I wish that they could have made that just 10 mana or something, like an actual nerf. That's not a nerf. That's like an errata, almost, where that was an unintended effect, and now they're fixing it. Yeah. The card is too powerful, man. The
card is too good.
Like,
so.
How would you nerf it? I would make it 10 mana.
1 more mana,
And just like that, I think that's a really big deal. Is if it coming out a turn later, that's just a huge deal, in my opinion. And honestly, it feels like a 10 mana card. The other thing...
I mean, we talked about this card when we were doing our reviews. That it feels like a Varian Wrynn back in the day, except better.
Yeah, no, it's insane. The only other thing that bothers me about the card is the fact that you can get that stupid heal yourself to full card. I don't know how many times I've lost to, like, they're dead on board, and then they get, just kidding, back to 30 life. The 412 Paladin Dragon, I'm just like, my god.
412 Paladin Dragon, the 8/8 on board, and you're just like, oh my god.
No, whenever they get it, like, whatever they go for, I'm just like, if he gets this, I'm literally just gonna throw my computer out the window right now, I swear. And then they... then they get it, and I'm just like, okay. Maybe I won't do that. That's not a good idea.
And computer out the window.
Yep. That's actually, dude, my computer's, I need to get a new one soon. It's like 5 years old at least.
Yep.
I'm like lagging, just playing.
Gotta go download that RAM to.
I don't even know what that is.
Go download that RAM and just go to finallyfast.com, I think was the website back in the day. Make your
computer. I mean, I feel like faster. It's just probably almost time to get a new computer at that point. Like 5 years old. I feel like it's kind of, you know, it's a clunker, dude. It's a clunker.
No, I was just there's this website back in the day, like early 2000s, back in the Windows XP days, where there it was like, I think it was called finallyfast.com, and they had the most corniest commercials on how to go there and speed up your computer and make it act like new. And they'd have this like guy looked like he was 20 or something, but acting like a young kid playing video games, being like, "Mom, my computer's too slow. I'm losing because my computer's too slow." And then he went to finallyfast.com, and then he started winning games.
Oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Wow. He got better because he went to this website, this sketchy website.
Man.
Yeah. No, those commercials were great back in the day. That was like before you were born. Like 12 years ago.
Dang.
Yeah.
12 years ago before I was born. Yep. I'm 12, by the way.
Anyway, there's also some Battlegrounds changes and stuff too. I'll just quickly go over these. I can't talk to them because I haven't played Battlegrounds since these have gone in. So they introduced some new heroes and also brought back some heroes. Or changed them. Shudderwalk. They changed them, I should say. Shudderwalk. Burbling cost reduced from 2 to 1. Queen Wag Toggle. The Wax Warband give a random friendly mech, demon, murloc, and beast +2 attack instead of +1 health. Infinite Toki, the Temporal Tavern, cost reduced from 2 to 1, now refreshes Bob's Tavern, include a minion from a higher tavern tier. Patches of Pirate is returned to the pool, and he's got Fire the Cannons at the start of the next combat, deal 4 damage to 2 random enemies instead of the old 3. Pyramid has also returned to the Heroes pool. Brick by Brick, give a random friendly minion +3 health instead of +2. And then the Golden Soul Juggler, after a friendly demon dies, deal 3 damage to a random enemy twice instead of 6 damage at once.
Okay. I actually like that better.
Yeah, I do too. So I haven't had a chance to play any of this. People have been pretty excited about it. I'm sure a lot of people that are better versed in Battlegrounds than I am right now, because I have not played Battlegrounds since probably right before Christmas. So
yeah,
I need to load it up again and just play, because I love Battlegrounds. Just haven't done it.
Same. I've just been on the standard grind, and also it's just not good on the iPad. I was playing a lot on mobile.
That's exactly my problem. I haven't been at my computer front of it for a long time, like all month basically. And it's not a good mobile experience.
Let's see. I have about, my next appointment's not till the 29th-ish. So I have like a week or two to just kind of chill and play now, starting from like today. Yeah. So hopefully I'll be able to get some, grind some battlegrounds. I want to try to get rank 1 legend again with a new deck. I don't know. That's pretty exciting. I really enjoyed that experience of getting rank 1 and then kind of being the shaman guy for a while. That was cool. Like, everybody was playing my list for a long time.
No, that's super cool. I was excited to see you hit number 1. Like, all right.
Especially after I talked about it on the podcast too. Like, right. I was just like,
these nerfs are trash. Shaman's still good, and I'm going to go get number 1 to prove it. And you did.
Exactly, dude. That feels so good. Like, instead of being depressed, you just channel your energy at the Hearthstone. I'm telling you, dude. I'm gonna get these kids in the hospital tablets and give them Hearthstone.
So speaking about the meta a little bit, After these nerfs and stuff, I'm looking at HS Replay. And it looks like Tier 1, they have Secret Highlander Hunter, Token Druid, and Mech Paladin.
Yeah, it's all aggro because of how much rogue there is. And in non-legend, I feel like rogue players are just worse in general. So you're just going to see more aggro decks be higher win rate because they're just generally easier to play. Not trying to say anything about people who play aggro decks, but it's just, that's just historically, that's just how it be.
Just how it be. And looking at some of the lists in tier two, I mean, looking at the top of the win rates, you're looking at Pirate Warrior, Face Hunter, Dalakron Zoo. Once again, like, it's definitely a very aggro heavy meta right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if you have the premium, but I have premium, and I want to point out that when you click rank range, legend only, Galakrond Rogue is the best deck in legend tier one.
Nice.
So it's completely different. Like, the meta is completely different from all ranks compared to legend. So, like, what I'm seeing, what I'm talking about is probably different from what you guys might be seeing. Like, you guys might be seeing more of this aggro crap, and you're probably not seeing as much rogue as I am, just because of, I honestly think it's because, in part, because of, like, HS Replay and stuff like that. Like, when people are seeing aggro decks be popular, more people are going to play them. They're cheaper, especially at all ranks. Whereas Highlander Rogue is a really expensive deck, so it's a wall effect where you're just going to see more of it because you're seeing it do well by the stats on HS Replay. It's cheaper. It's just easier.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, when I was like, well, I can play Ray's dumb druid deck that it's taken me a while to figure out. I only have, 45 minutes to play, or I can just play Face Hunter and go, right? Granted, I had fun trying to figure out the deck, and I won probably 50% of the time with it. But it didn't feel like, the times that I lost, like, felt really bad. And so I just didn't like the deck because it's just like, it made me think at a time that I didn't want to think. And, I just wasn't winning as much with it, and when I was losing, it felt like really bad. Whereas Face Hunter is just like, I play, they're beat or I'm beat really quick, and I just load up the next game and go, and I don't have to sit there and really think about what I'm doing too much. I just play a bunch of games, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm done playing Hearthstone now. And that's the reason why I think a lot of people will play aggro, is for that reason. It's like, I just want to load up and play for a half an hour and win as much as I can right now. And that's not everybody. I think that's just people that have, like, just a little bit of time to play, which honestly is probably a decent chunk of Hearthstone players. People that really want to dive into it and really want to try, really want to explore decks a little bit more and things like that. They're going to play, the non-aggro deck. So,
and there's people like me who just play whatever.
It's just good at it, right?
Just weird decks, dude. I'm just playing weird decks, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to find, it's like trying to find a key to, like, a keyhole, and it just isn't matching. But eventually, like, you'll make it match every once in a while, and you'll just get there, and then you'll be that dude that made that deck first.
Yeah.
That's what I want, dude. It's a good feeling.
And then people like me will play it because they see it on HS Replay and not know that you're the one that made it.
Oh, that's so funny. That was so funny when I wrote my article, or I think I wrote my article for HS Replay, and people were like, you're just copying the HS Replay list. I'm like,
did you just look at it and be like, I am the HS Replay list?
No, it was so funny because, like, the article came out way after I got rank one legend, and somebody commented, like, you just copied the top list on HS Replay. Like, this isn't an achievement. Like, yeah, you got rank one legend, but you just copied the list. I'm like, oh my god. Like, this dude, he doesn't know. This dude doesn't know.
No, I don't know. I don't care who made this deck.
I just thought it was
all
funny.
All I do is click copy code, go into my game, it loads up my deck, and I play.
I just think it's funny when you get called out on the internet for copying yourself.
Yeah. No, that's hilarious.
That's just funny to me.
It is. It is funny. Moving on, though. So that's how the game is kind of shaping up right now. We're going to get some major changes here pretty soon that's going to shake things up even more, though. When does this come out? So Galakrand's Awakening is the new solo adventure. We talked about this before we went on break, because this is a really cool thing that Blizzard's doing, or Team 5 is doing, where they're basically bringing back the old adventure mode. But you're getting 35 new cards, but they're part of this current set. So they're part of the rotation for this set. So basically the set's going to be like, was that 170 cards or something like that? When does this come out? I forgot. Like, it comes out very soon.
It comes out before Masters Tour Arlington. That's the key thing, is that it comes out January, I think it's January 21st.
Yeah, so next week, a week from today. Yep, January 21st. So Chapter 1 releases January 21st, and they're going to do it like the old style adventure modes where they just release, you know, a handful of cards every week, right? So January 21st, January 28th, February 4th, and February 11th. And we have they've revealed four of the new cards so far. Four of the 35 new cards. And let's talk about these cards real quick. I'm going to save the legendary for last. So let's talk about the paladin card here. The Shot Bot, which is a 2-mana, 2-attack, 2-health mech with Reborn.
Yeah, okay.
Paladin so always gets awesome 2-drops.
They also are all mechs.
Right.
So, yeah, this is actually really good, in my opinion. This card is really good. We already have the Mummy Dude, who's a 1-2 Reborn that buffs things. Like, you can go coin Shot Bot into Mummy Dude, and that's such a powerful start. Like, and they're all sticky minions too. Yeah. And they can be magnetized. I don't know, man. I feel like I almost just want to like play some type of control shaman just so I can play like double Urshock, I mean, and stuff, because mechs are just so snowbally and they build off of one minion.
I mean, this reminds me so much of Shield and Minibot.
Yes.
I mean Shield and Minibot was a 2-mana 2/2 and it just had Divine Shield. So it gets an extra hit. That's basically what this is. The only difference is, like you said, you can magnetize it, Reborn. It's, I don't know. It's just a really good card.
Yep, I'm a fan. It is like Shielded Mini. I don't know if it's better or worse, but it doesn't really matter because it's still good.
Yeah, yeah. I like his little, like, pose, like, that he has going on, too, where it looks like the old, like, superhero pose just landed, you know?
Yep.
I love that.
It's like he's ready to kick some butt.
Yeah, he just like did a big jump and he's landed like the superhero pose, and now he's gonna like go like Captain America on people. It'd be awesome. So the next card here is the Priest spell, Dark Prophecy, which is a 3-mana spell. Discover a 2-cost minion, summon it, and give it +3 health. That's a card.
It's a card, but it's meh. I don't know. Meh. That's like all I can say about that. This is the least exciting card.
Right.
That is on this list. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's like Priest needs some help. This doesn't do it.
Hey, man. That 2/4 Loot Hoarder, 3-mana.
Yeah.
Watch
this card be really good and we just don't see it, but I just don't see it.
I don't see it.
The next card is the Warlock card. It's a demon minion, 3-mana, 4/3, called Chaos Gazer. And it's got a battle cry of corrupt a playable card in your opponent's hand. They have one turn to play it. I love this card.
Dude, this card is sick.
This card.
It's kind of reminds me of like those Magic cards that cost 3 that are just like makes when you play it like your opponent has to discard a card.
Yeah. Yeah, except this feels this time like they that, have to play a card. But this yeah, it's random, but at the same time it's like if your opponent's sitting there like holding onto a combo piece, you're just like, "No, you get to play it now and disrupt your combo."
No, otherwise, they don't have to play it. Like they cannot play it and then I think it just gets destroyed.
Right. Right, but basically you're saying if they're holding on to their like waiting to get a combo, like they need one more card for a combo or something like that, and they're and you know that they're holding on to some stuff because they're waiting for that. You might be able to hit like one of their combo pieces, and mm-hmm. they're just screwed because they hadn't drawn their combo yet. And now they're even screwed more, right?
So, yes, that is definitely a huge thing. But what I'm thinking is, I play this on turn 3, I hit that Dragon Queen Alexstrasza you kept in your opening hand, and then it just gets destroyed because you can't play it.
But it has to be a playable card.
Does it?
Corrupt a playable card in your opponent's hand. They're not going to be able to play that. Any? Right. And they won't target
it. Doesn't
anything.
Do. Oh, never mind. This card sucks.
No way.
Nope. I hate it now. I loved it. Now I hate it.
I gave you the scenario where this works.
No, it is good in that. It might actually just be good in general, but it is way less good than I had originally thought. I thought this card was like the nuts, and now I'm just like depressed because it's not the nuts.
Yeah, this does not work the way, like, this does not, that would be an overpowered card if that happened. That'd be an extremely overpowered card. That would be a simply nuts card. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it would still be pretty cool, though.
No, it would be. But it would have to cost more for that effect, in my opinion.
Fair. You're probably right. I was a little too excited.
You're getting a 3-mana 4/3 with that kind of an effect. Like, if it worked the way that you thought it worked, that is nuts. That's beyond nuts. That would be like one of the most powerful cards in the set, or most powerful cards ever printed.
In the mini set.
Yeah, no, most powerful card ever printed, maybe. That's crazy.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from.
With that said, this isn't something that you probably play on turn 3. This is something you probably play on turn 8 or 9. Depending on what you're playing against, because, you know, your work or even turn 6 or something like that. It's all about trying to disrupt what your opponent is doing, especially if your opponent's playing something very combo related.
Yeah, it's good against combo, but now that I know it's how it works, I'm just like, nah, it's just going to hit something and they're just going to play it most of the time.
Right.
It might make it a little bit awkward, like say it hits Zephyrs early on, like they keep a Zephyrs and they just want to have it in their hand. Now you force them to play it and they have to get like a sack packed or something.
Yep.
Sure, that could be really good, but it is far less exciting than I had originally anticipated.
You could absolutely play this on turn 3 and hit Zephyrs early. Like, that's an absolute big play as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, there are less...
And you have more situation. Of a chance of hitting Zephyrs if you play this early, if you know they're playing Zephyrs.
Yep.
So, I think it is a cool card. A very cool concept.
I still like it a lot. Yeah. I still like it a lot. It's just not what I had originally thought, and now I'm a little sad. That's okay, though. It's still really cool.
Yeah. Yep. The key word on there is playable card. So,
yes.
So the final card that they revealed is the Mage Legendary Hero card, the Amazing Reno, which costs 10 mana. Of course, you get your 5 armor. The battle cry: make all minions disappear. It's not kill all minions. It makes them disappear. They're not getting their death rattle effects. They're not doing any of that. Poof. And I believe his battle cry, or not his battle cry, but his hero power is passive. And at the beginning of your turn, you basically play a random spell.
Yep. That is what it is.
Fun. I love that card. I like it. Reno is just so iconic in Hearthstone. And I just love what they're doing with Reno in this set.
Yeah, I think Singleton is going to get a lot better with this card, though. Yeah. That scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
This pushes Mage into the realm of, like, probably being better than Rogue now, because they can actually deal with Dragon Queen Alexstrasza. Like, this is the answer to it.
Yeah.
Which before, they had a really hard time doing that outside of just freezing it.
Yep.
But this is just a single card answer.
Yep. Just no more minions on the board. I'm just going to play this, and then I get a free spell and probably... spend the next 10 turns freezing my face for 3 damage, my own face. Or fireballing my own face.
How many trolling clips are we going to see of people just getting killed by their own Reno hero?
Probably quite a bit. I mean, it's basically the Yogg effect, so it's going to happen. So those are the 4 cards. I don't know what their I don't know what the reveal season is going to be like. But yeah, there's they have some pre-release stuff you can do. Each chapter, which there's four of them, will cost you $6.99 or 700 gold for each one. The first one is of course free. Or you can spend you can get the full adventure for $19.99, and that will get you everything. And then if you pre-purchase today, you also get a golden classic pack. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Danny can add another golden pack to his collection.
Right. So let's see. Chapter one. Yeah, I think they're releasing four cards each chapter. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is going to be the first week, I guess.
No, so you get
chapter one is evil. You get four cards.
Yeah, chapter one's evil. Chapter one good, but you get four cards plus three bonus cards.
So we don't
for
know
the
those
campaign
yet.
Awards. So you get a total of 11 cards, I think, on week one.
4, 8. Yep.
And then each week after that, you get 8. You get 4 for the evil campaign, and then 4 for the explorers campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I'm excited.
I'm pretty excited they're bringing back adventures, man.
I am too. Like, those are so much fun. Like the first day when they come out, I'd always like do some guides and stuff, and they were always super popular. So maybe I'll do that again.
It's time to go back to your roots.
Time to go back to my roots, because I remember doing like Naxxramas and Black Rock Mountain, and I would just do some heroic guides and normal guides and stuff like that, and they were just on YouTube. Just, you know, it was just me playing. It didn't even have any voiceover or anything like that. It was just showing how to kind of play, and they were really popular. Not as popular as most actual good content creators out there, but popular enough for me to be excited about. Last but not least, the other news this week was Joe Mag is leaving Blizzard. He was one of the developers on the Hearthstone team. I think he's been on that team for the last 6 years. So basically almost since the beginning.
Dang.
Yeah. I believe that's right. Yeah. Yeah. He spent the last 6 years on the Hearthstone team as QA and then designer. He primarily worked on the live content development. So things like fireside gatherings, in-game events, tavern brawl. All of those things. So if you enjoyed any of that stuff, he was one of the primary guys to thank for that. So he hasn't announced where he's going or anything like that. So, but he did say he will be making more games. So he's going to another studio, which happens. So it's kind of a big hole in the team that I'm sure will get filled with no issue, because Blizzard has a lot of talented people and can bring in a lot of talented people. So anyway, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be back with the full crew next week. Danny was just out for he couldn't do a show early this week, so hopefully next week he's able to. Hopefully I'm not sick anymore. Hopefully Ray's feeling well. We can get all three of us back together next week.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
And we'll even get the Lost show up on the YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. And just be on the lookout on Twitter for that. And I'll try to get something like that up there. But beyond that, if you have any emails or anything like that, you can email us over at wellmet@blizzpro.com. If you'd like to help support the show, there's a couple different ways to do that. One of them is through Patreon. Just head over to patreon.com/wellmetpodcast for just a dollar a month. Get you some early access to the show and a little bit of pre-show and post-show. Not so much for this episode, since Ray and I were just like, let's do this. Let's just go.
Let's do it.
Right. Let's do it live. But most others have, heck, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes of extra content, to be honest. So go check that out over at patreon.com/wellmetpodcast. Another way that you can help support the show is through iTunes or any other like podcast reviews. If you leave any review over on iTunes, though, or Apple Podcasts, or whatever it's called these days, we'll read it on next week's show. So, yeah. Ray, do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to everyone who wished me well. This week was a rough week. Or last week, I guess I should say. It was a rough week. Probably a lot more rough weeks ahead, but I'm pretty confident I'll be good getting through it, but it definitely helps to see all the positivity on the timeline, as silly as that might sound.
And where can people find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PG_RayC and on Twitch at twitch.tv/RayC. I've been streaming quite a bit. I got a lot of support the couple weeks I had streamed consistently. I'm going to try to get back to doing that again. This week, next week. So hopefully you guys can catch me live playing some whatever it is I end up playing. Getting rank one legend again.
Yep. As for me, I just give a shout out to Team 5 for hitting the ground running in 2020 and just being like, all right, this still isn't working. We're going to do some nerfs right off the bat and just get them out there. So they came out of the gate storming. So I'd like to give a shout out to them. If you'd like to follow me, I'm over on Twitter at Aldorian. So anyway, thanks for joining us for episode 224 of Well Met. You can find more awesome Hearthstone content throughout the week over at hearthstone.blizzpro.com. You can also tweet us at Walmart Podcast or email us at wellmet@blizzpro.com with comments, questions, and ideas that you have for the show. Thanks to Jake Butnew for our amazing intro music. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Damn, I hit the wrong one.
What?
There.
There we go.